All right.
Hi, hi, hello, yes, welcome to Cage Club Revisited,
we
number
12,
I think. This is Next, which we're back with Zach Dazon, third in a row.
Hello.
Or the fifth half of a movie that we're about to start. He just said that I can't believe I'm going to have about to see Next twice, and yeah, I mean, it's...
I can't either.
So we are watching the Blu-ray. This is the shortest movie that we're doing today, so we're going to start playing in 3, 2, 1, and play.
I didn't especially enjoy this one the first time around. I remember I remember sticking out on the episode as being disgruntled about it.
I remember it just being kind of like fun if you could turn your brain off. And just being like an interesting mechanic, but also just being just so dumb.
I have a feeling this movie is just going to fly by, though, because it's just like such fluff.
Oh, it's all fluff.
Cage's top. So we're playing.
Compared to adaptation? I mean,
we're playing Nicolas Cage Movie Bingo again. You can download the cards on cageclub.me. Cage stopped building the credits. Have that. Check.
Oh, yeah.
Starts running. He definitely runs this movie. Gambling. We're in Vegas. Red sports car. Maybe. Shaves. Maybe. Freaks out. I got a good card, is what I'm saying.
This is in a good order, though. That's the thing.
Stands in something weird. Gift-worthy scene.
I think I might be all right on this one. No, maybe not.
Musical instrument. Helicopter. Twin Peaks connection.
Oh, and it's a Saturn film, which is one of his production company.
Good catch.
After he had gotten into tax trouble, right?
Elvis
I
or
think
the
it was
Beatles?
Before. I'm not sure, because I don't think he has that Saturn Films thing going on anymore.
No, I think they went bankrupt or something.
Yeah.
An attractive woman finds Cage irresistible. We do have Jessica Biel in love with him later.
This
so
is the proto-attractive woman finds Cage irresistible. This is what I suggested that one for this box because
of this movie.
Of this movie.
Cage is shirtless, peaches, overreaction, awkward sex scene. I think we have an awkward sex scene. Titular line spoken. Does anybody? Do you think anybody in this movie says the word next? Probably.
I mean, almost certainly.
Almost certainly. overt sexism.
So you can see what's coming.
Cage's invisible tattoo. A woman is attacked. Man, if I don't win bingo this time,
you're gonna be fucking. The question is if you win it first. That's the trick.
That's the real truth.
Because this is a very cagey movie.
So this is a movie. I don't remember if I talked about this in the podcast, but this is a movie that my dad was watching before I loved Cage. I was like, this movie is so stupid. And then like we watched it for Cage. I was like, I love this movie.
Yeah, I think I was telling you guys, this is one of the...
Are subtitles on?
Like,
yeah, they are.
Even, and not just Cage movies, but even sci-fi movies. I'm surprised I don't like this movie. Or didn't like it the one time I watched it for Cage Club.
It's not a good movie. I don't know why
But I don't know why I don't even... I didn't find the fun in it last time. Hopefully I can discover it.
Directed by Lee Tamahori, who I do not know. Man, this is so artsy already.
So artsy.
Oh, no, that's
got
right.
Hair.
Cage hair.
Drinking already at a diner.
Malt martini.
And the one card I don't have drinking.
It's in Las Vegas, right? I can just cross it off, right?
Yeah, you can just cross it off. We don't know it's in Vegas yet, but...
I can't believe this movie started with him drinking a martini.
I don't have alcohol here. I don't have...
In the daytime in a...
In a diner. His hair's amazing in this movie. I remember that much.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the one where there's the picture of him like with the hair as the bird.
Oh yeah. And he's got like Dirk Gently's jacket on. What's going on? Yes. Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw that.
I saw Dirk Gently, yep.
I read the books. But...
And at least in like the first couple episodes, he's got that mustard coat.
There is Vegas.
There
okay.
we are.
Elvis! This is Elvis.
Oh,
shit,
and
you're
Elvis.
Right.
Wow.
Elvis or the Beatles.
Oh, I don't have Elvis anymore.
Yeah, I got a rough
I got
card.
Elvis in all three.
Oh, wait, here we go. I see some people gambling.
Man, how do I not have magic mysticism on the one where like it's
all
about magic mysticism?
Like my old one.
I want a re-rack.
Well, we only got one extra card. Oh, his actual real-life wife at the time is coming
Alice
up.
Kim Cage.
Frank Cadillac. Oh, we have to have one where he has two names. Mm. Remember, lots of movies, his character goes by two different names?
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to write that down. We'll see if we incorporate
it. Oh, yeah, Julianne Moore. Shit.
Yeah, how'd they get her into this?
Money. Lots of money.
There she is.
That's his wife.
Oh, is it?
She's so pretty. They divorced. Within the last year.
Yeah, but just because you're from Korea doesn't mean you're from Seoul, Korea.
He's a real Seoul man.
I mean, there's other parts of Korea.
Mike, I got a real feeling about you. You're like a... You're a real Washington man. Where are they from? I'm from America.
Exactly.
From
exactly.
America.
You like to wash your stuff a ton. Are you from Washington? Young Kyung has a martini also. It's like the drink of choice in this movie. Everyone's drinking martinis. Oh, he seems to have something else.
I'm going to cross off right now an attractive woman finds Cage irresistible because
she's
the fact that
she's
attractive and she's married to him in real life.
You know,
like
and
that,
just knowing the source material, it's one of his powers.
I'm gonna wait on crossing off overt sexism because I know
it's not a sure thing. It's just a very probable.
Yeah.
The smart money. If we were in Vegas, you know.
Oh, that's one of my favorite looks for Cage.
We got Cage voiceover again.
Cage voiceover, but the tuxedo shirt,
like a '70s magician.
Yeah.
Has he eaten anything yet? Or is he just drinking? No, constantly?
He only drinks martinis. I don't even think he eats the olives.
I got peaches on this damn bingo card again.
Hiding in plain sight.
I feel like of all the movies, this is on the upper level of possibility for Cage as a visible tattoo.
Yeah.
We had a minor technical difficulty there. Just both of you just talk,
check,
make sure we have this
good. Check.
All right, we're going to play it again. Had an accidental
what time
unplugging.
Is it? We could actually have this.
6 minutes and 20 seconds into this, but I don't know. Oh, into the movie, 6 minutes in. Yeah, but it's fine. Believe me.
No
people
one.
Are not going to be upset.
No, I'm not. When I listen and download other audio
if
commentaries,
you are upset,
I'm always sort of...
Email us, joey@cageclub.me.
Like, I know, like, when Red Letter Media does commentaries and stuff, I'm listening, sometimes they don't. I don't sync up perfectly. I have to kind of chase it around for a second or two. Yeah, I have a feeling every casino on the Strip would have a dossier on all the magicians working in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
like, you know?
I mean, they know that he's suspicious.
But, I mean, why would you... If you saw a magician come into your casino, you'd sort of try to divert him immediately, wouldn't you? Because he's
but
tricky.
He's able to go in any way he wants because he knows the future.
Oh, right. That's why he's looking right at the... he's looking right at the camera. Is that a Twin Peaks reference from Fire Walk With Me when Agent Cooper stands in the middle of the hall and looks into the... It looks into
that's
the camera.
Not a Twin Peaks
okay,
reference. I have Twin Peaks on here, and I'm not even counting that.
I'm stretching. I'm just stretching. I don't even think I have it on my. Nope.
Of course, I don't have the movie title on this one.
Damn it!
Did he say next?
No, but like it's going to, right?
Oh, this is just so strange. Like, why did the writer decide someone was going to hold up the casino?
Like straight up shoot people.
I mean, if you've seen the Ocean's movie,
right.
You know you can't make it, like, 3 steps out the door. That's, like, the world record, right? Before getting your jugular cracked or shattered or collapsed. This gives me the impression that Cage sort of has, like, this reactionary instinct to use his power and stop things when he shouldn't. Like, I feel like he does this a lot. Like, accidentally, like, calls the future and then gets in trouble. And people are like, what are you doing? And then he's got to do this whole hiding thing for a few minutes until he can rewind.
Can. Okay, can you write down Cage does
he
drugs?
He saved 2 lives.
Cage
he
does
saved
drugs
2 lives and
too.
All he has to do is walk in his way that he walks. His entire life is like this, you know?
You just think he'd be a little more careful about exposing himself when he has to then go through all this.
I guess if he could do it and everything perfectly, he could just like sleight of hand the gun away.
Like right now, I don't even know what you would call his power.
It's he can see the future.
But we sort of saw it rewind there for a second, but we don't know how he's able to just like walk past him.
Well, you can see.
That's not actually what's happening.
No, I know, but that's
because he lives 2 minutes, and then if he wants to, he can return or 4 minutes or whatever
yeah.
it is.
I guess my issue was I needed to see what he's changing. I needed to see it the real way, and then
that would take way too long.
I know it would, but
because I think we even talked about that on the podcast.
Yeah,
it's like,
but
you,
still,
like this whole thing would
shirtless?
Take an hour,
right? Just to get out of the casino.
Right.
Yeah.
But,
it would be a fucking cool movie.
That would be unbelievable.
It would be like Run, Lola, Run.
Yeah.
But 2 minutes leaving a casino. Can you also write down Cat Cage wears a hat? Because this is like two or three movies in a row where we need Cage in a hat as a bingo thing.
Is he never going to be able to work as Frank Cadillac again? Is he just giving
up? Because he did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But now they're like on to him for something.
And Grand Theft Auto too, right?
Oh, this is where he drives in front of the train, I think, right?
Oh no, are we there already? So what, they think he's dead?
Oh, this gambling. I got gambling. Gambling definitely just happened. Why is this not a red sports car?
It's not gambling if you know you're gonna win.
Yeah.
But he's still playing a gambling game.
Yeah, no. Has anyone returned from another Cage film?
Not yet. Moore's not in anything else, I don't think. Is she?
Not that I know.
Alison Cage was in... Oh, Alison Cage is back... No, she'll be in Grindhouse.
As long as they're in another movie, I feel it's okay, right?
Yeah, no, I agree, but that's pushing it.
Well, I don't know.
And it says from another movie. It doesn't say from the past.
All right, you can say that. You can say that.
I'll give it to him.
Alison Cage was in the werewolf film in the SS trailer.
Oh, it does say returns from another Cage.
But no, it's fine.
Return. I don't think
it's just going to be like a returning actor.
It's going to be a fucking Twin Peaks connection. It's on every one of these things.
Yeah, that might have to get... We might have to take that off the chart. I don't know.
See here, we just saw him get blown up.
It was really poor CG.
Yeah, that's a terrible train.
Yeah.
But he's not doing anything different, though. He's going slower.
Oh, because so he doesn't get hit by the train.
He was getting pushed. He was pushing over 80, but now he's only like at 65. It's a very subtle.
He punches it.
Wait, yeah, he punches it more.
Am I recording? I think I'm recording.
2 minutes in advance and prevent these.
All right, we just had another minor little hiccup, but we're good. We are all fine. So we're fine. If only we could see the future. Yes. This might be the weirdest podcast that we really. I mean, if you're listening to this, if you heard that hiccup, email us joey@cageclub.me. What else is going on? Do I have any...
Some mustache. Hey, that guy's back from Adaptation, right? Isn't that one of the cop from Deadwood?
Oh, maybe.
Is it?
Isn't that the cop that pulled over...
I remember what you were talking about. Yeah, maybe.
How do we get the stakes high? There's a nuke. Could we be more creative? No. Nuke.
I'm gonna do like a quadruple check here on that guy.
Man,
magician.
This has got to be rated PG-13 too. So like, this is you know.
This was definitely written by Donald.
Well, you could say shit,
Donald Kaufman. This is a Donald Kaufman joint.
No, I know you can, Mike. I'm just comparing it to just seeing how it goes. Whatever, yeah. Seeing how bold they can take it. And yes, this is definitely a Donald Kaufman joint. This is not a
Charlie.
Oh boy.
Yes, it is him. Next.
Damn.
And Deadwood.
So you definitely get the points for somebody returning.
Yeah.
You see the Adaptation. Yep, Ranger Tony. Okay, so the actor is...
Shirtless
Cage.
All right.
Jim Beaver.
Look for a tattoo.
So Jim Beaver has returned.
Because Cage, the actor, has tattoos, I think, at this point. Maybe not. He's got so much less chest hair here than he did as the Kaufmans.
Put it on his head.
I don't see tattoos though.
Yeah, where are they?
Oh man. GIF worthy scene and overt sexism, and I win. So this is almost certainly going to have a win. It's just really a question of how quickly I can win.
Okay, Cage top build. Has he been eating yet?
Just drinking.
I don't know if this movie has overt sexism. It has more just like an undercurrent of like constant like.
I feel like one of these cops is going to really overtly talk down to Julianne Moore.
Isn't the other girl? Doesn't she end up getting like tied up to a bomb at the end or something? Like she gets knocked.
Yeah, but if you're like a damsel in distress, that definitely counts as
Is that overt? I think it's more entrenched.
Depends on your definition of words, I guess.
I guess depends on what your definition of the word is.
Oh, is that an extreme facial expression? Oof. I think I ate too much pizza, guys.
Me too.
I feel great.
Might still eat more pizza.
Oof.
Well, we almost burned through two pizzas, and I only had three slices, so...
Oh, I've had like six.
ZDZ's a champ. This is a very, like... I'm surprised at, like, kind of how quiet this is.
Yeah.
Considering it's an action movie, considering he just ran away from the cops, I mean, like, I know that they're sort of, like, in decompression recon mode. Shaving? Anybody have shaving?
Shaving.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it's this movie is shot out of a cannon, and now it needs a minute to settle.
Just like your stomach.
Just like the Family Man.
I can't believe I don't have shaving on here.
Pool.
Oh, I don't have billiards.
I have it. I have billiards.
Wait, they don't go, but they didn't. Oh, right,
no, but they play it. They do because he has it in the garage, and we see Cage get arrested in the garage. Spoiler for what's coming up.
He
manages to escape.
This may be the ultimate Cage movie. We thought the last one was, or we thought. No, this is absolutely like.
No, yeah, this is definitely one of them. It's definitely like in the. Like, the ultimate Cage movie in terms of this game is going to be in the period of time where, like, he kind of plays a caricature of himself, but it's before it's straight to home video.
Yeah.
Like, where there's movies with the budget, billiards.
Okay. Is that a dramatic tonal shift from, like, car chase to this?
No.
Why is Peter Falk in this?
Money.
So confusing.
Money.
Has he worked out yet? No.
It's the same thing that we were talking to Tobin about when we were recording that episode. We were talking about Kong Skull Island. Like, why is Brie Larson in it? He's like, money. Like, he's probably on set for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And he probably got like, I don't know, $100,000. Like, you know, like.
He was in the movie City of Angels was adapted from, which is kind
of
interesting.
Wings of Desire?
Yeah. He's like the human in that movie.
That's a kind of like a Cage Nation stretch, though. Like.
Oh, I know. I know it's a stretch. I wasn't, you know, I'm just saying. He hasn't been in anything else, Cage. That's the closest we've got.
That hair.
Oh, yeah, Chris Johnson, I forgot.
All right, so now if I remember correctly, we are now in one of his premonitions.
Yes. See, that's what we're never told when, but we could assume because he
hasn't
run.
It's like 6 feet under. You don't know if it's going to be a flashback, like a fantasy scene or not. And it escalates quickly.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we get really quickly to him. Like, I think other cops show up. Yeah. That's kind of creepy. Like, he's moving in on her. I don't know. Like, this is not sexism. It's just, like, creepy.
Well, all women find him attractive, so...
That's true. We also was able to say the perfect line every time.
Right. Except for the one.
It doesn't work like that, Julianne Moore.
Because he's already looking at it.
He's exasperated right now. Does anybody have that?
I have stutters and hesitates. Is that...
I feel like he'll never stutter or hesitate in this because, like...
He can't.
He's flawless.
He might stutter, though.
I'm still bummed that this is not a red sports car, that he stole, like, a silver luxury car instead of a red sports car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have a red sports car. This is kind of a cool garage. Like, there's all just, like, it's very Vegas-y in terms of, like, the light-up signs in the background. Like, I like that ice cream cone for no reason. Arrows and stars and... Like, I don't know if it's there for a reason. Like, I don't know if it serves anything, but, like, it's a cool decorated set.
Yeah. Is that it?
He's had some run-ins with the cops. He's
a little
not,
insight
he's not
into his...
Or...
Yeah, they've been testing on him, like, Legion and stuff at one point.
she is having none of his shit. Here we go. Man, oh man.
It's great that he can see ahead just as long as the conversation needed to last.
Yeah, I wanted to go back and see if that scene was 2 minutes and 16 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, he starts running. He just did run out of the garage.
Okay. Oh,
got that.
What was the, what was his,
I do have cage shaves.
Yeah. What was his code for the safe deposit box?
Oh, Christ.
543N7942. Because the beginning's easy because it's 5-4-3 counting down. And then, I don't know how I'm remembering N79, but then the 42 is just like Jackie Robinson, you know, it's... Red sports car, I win!
Oh, shit.
Bingo!
Bingo. Wow, how about that? How long into the movie?
How quick into this movie? 20 minutes and 30 seconds.
Amazing.
Wow.
I'm going to keep playing, though, because this is... Whoo! Boy, oh boy.
If he had a visible tattoo, I'd have won by now, too. Let's see who comes in second.
Oh, oh, man.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah, these are the nuke people. I was like, who are these guys? I do like her purse that has a slot in it to put a gun in.
Yeah, where are you?
The shooting slot.
Yeah. She could have done it without taking that.
I don't remember those guys.
I don't know. I don't remember there being a plot in this movie.
Here we go. Back to the diner.
Oh, he's remembering, thinking.
It's destiny.
But what is this? This is like some moment that he doesn't know about, right? Like, he has this premonition.
He's seen a vision, yeah. And it's which is not necessarily his power, yeah.
He normally only sees 2 minutes, but this one he saw way ahead of time.
And he... by the end of the movie, we'll learn that he sort of, like, stretched his powers out.
Right. He can stretch it. With the power of love, was it? Or like...
I don't know. Something cool like that.
So cool.
Something cool like that?
Never been a bad choice. Look at that glow behind her. Some good gaffing.
This is still in the phase of her career where she's like, guys, I'm not just the Seventh Heaven girl. I'm going to pose covered topless for like GQ or whatever, Maxim or whatever that was. I'm going to be the stripper in powder. I'm going to be this like sex symbol here.
I never bought it. I'm sorry. She's gorgeous.
She's supposed to be more down to earth.
But I don't get it. Like, I don't feel any edge to her ever as an actress.
Behind her eyes, she's just...
Well, everybody on that show, nobody ever did anything, like, edgy aside from Stephen Collins and, you know, ooh.
Oh, you mean in, like, reality? But,
no, but, like, none of them went on to do anything, like, anything.
Not even wasn't the younger sister actually older in real life? I always thought she had...
Beverly Mitchell, I think.
I think she went on to do stuff, but I guess not. I don't know. I remember hearing that she was actually older...
Oh, boy.
Jessica Biel playing her younger sister.
I watched much of that show growing up.
I never watched it.
I regret so much of it.
I watched one episode when she started smoking weed and went to see the same movie twice in a row. And I was like, yeah, people do that when they're high. I was like, they got that right, I guess.
There was one episode, must have been like the very special drug episode. But there was a very special alcohol episode where the brother Simon comes home and he's like trash and he's like hi and the older brother says no I think you're drunk and then they dramatically cut to commercial. So we watched that every week growing up because that was like a family friendly show, but there was one episode where the entire hour was video of like a flip book of like still images and like it was like a oral history of the family.
Weird.
I was like nope. Done. Like, even when I was,
like behind the music?
12 or 13. Like, I was just like, nope, I am 100% out of this.
See, it seems as if almost, like, she remembers all the previous attempts that he just tried to pick her up.
Yeah.
But I think it's also, like, she's just tired of getting hit on by guys.
Well, yeah, but it is still strange.
If I recast this today, that would be Adam Scott.
Oh, my God, that'd be great.
Oh, serious actor turned comedic actor Adam Scott?
Adam Scott from Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
Oh, so he turned back into a dramatic actor?
Yeah.
Good for him.
He was serious to begin with?
Yeah. The Aviator. He was in The Aviator as Howard Hughes' like publicist.
No, I picture him as the other guy from Party Down.
And even that. Oh,
Ryan Hansen?
No,
the firefighter bachelor guy.
Yeah, Ryan Hansen.
No. The guy who like...
You're from Burning Love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ken Marino.
Yeah, Ken Marino.
Yeah, he'd be Ken Marino for sure.
Because Ryan Hansen's on Burning Love too.
Or Paul Rudd.
Is that that comedian, Dane Cook?
That's not Dane Cook.
No. Oh my God, it looks just like him.
It does look like somebody though. Oh, a woman is attacked.
Uh huh.
Oh shit. That's also blatant sexism, you know.
That is overt sexism. Yep.
Overt sexism.
Yeah. Oh.
Damn, really. Not the time, Chris.
It's always the time for Chris because he is a manipulator of it.
Yeah, he is really creepy.
There's a lot of those sun clocks on the wall.
This is like a form of like emotional rape. Like,
but this is
like,
kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Again, overt sexism, kind of.
Yeah.
If we have a GIF-worthy scene,
mm-hmm.
That's such a good line.
Her future. Incoming wasn't too bad either. She is part of his insane web of time lies and weaving through history and shit.
Such a manipulator. Such a creepy thing to do with your power.
Like, okay, serious question. Can anyone who ever interacts with him for an extended period of time ever live a normal life again? You know, because,
never trust
like,
him.
You're... Like, anytime you're with him, your past is constantly being rewritten. Like, something that happened, you would have so many false memories
see,
and forget so many things.
I don't think it's any sort of time travel. I think it's just premonitions. He can see. Every time it shows one of these things happening, it's just kind of him looking at one of the possibilities. So he does this.
So he's kind of just standing in a room, staring off into space until time catches up with his premonition?
Well, no, because it's...
And he's just picturing.
It's every time. Like, it all happens instantaneously, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, so he sees it. It takes, like, a second for him to see, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah. Whatever. He goes, like, oh, if I go... It's like a chess master. It's like, oh, if I go like this...
So in reality, like, he could be, like, 100 years old because of all the extra time that he's lived and...
Yeah, it's kind of like...
In his head.
It's kind of like 11-22-63.
Maybe.
I didn't see.
So if that's about, like, there's, like, this door to the past, but, like... Every time you're gone, you're only gone for 8 minutes. But, like, they go back to try to stop the Kennedy assassination. He's gone for, like, 5 years. Mm-hmm. And he comes back, he's just significantly older.
I think the OG reference dilation. We're looking for is Narnia. But
Right. It's that whole, time dilation thing. Oh, very uncomfortable with all of this.
He's a psycho. You are with Nicolas Cage. You're going to get psycho vibes real fast.
If you were Nicolas Cage's character,
yep,
and all this girl wants is to be left alone and
yep.
have a normal life, and all you want is for her to be happy, why wouldn't you just back off?
Because he's selfish.
Just back off, dude.
Because what he wants is for her to be happy with him.
He wants himself to be happy is what he wants. He doesn't
sure.
really care.
Totally. He's a pig.
They haven't said next yet, have they?
I don't think so. That is such a green screen.
Oh, that yeah. That bugs me, too. Like, you're out there in the desert. It's not like you can't just bring a whole bunch of trucks and shit and take over the roads. No one's really out there driving.
See, that's your problem with this movie, because you're nitpicking it.
I am.
Not accepting it for the bad movie that it is.
You're right. I can't get over that hump for some
reason. Wait, has he eaten yet?
No.
Jesus Christ. He spent, like, his entire time in the diner. He hasn't eaten anything.
Well, but that's for a reason, though, because he doesn't see himself eating in the vision. He only sees himself drinking. So I guess for that premonition to come true, he has to have a martini. I don't know.
Mm. It's a nice shot.
That's right. She works, like, teaching underprivileged...
She works in the Grand Canyon.
Like, teaching underprivileged kids how to, like,
she
ride
runs,
donkeys or something.
Like, an orphanage in the Grand Canyon.
That's
yep.
the
it's
weirdest
crazy.
Thing. Unless that's a real thing. Maybe it's a real thing. I don't know. Is it also Nicolas Cage from Matchstick Men?
Hey, guys, we're going to throw in an OCD joke here, because it's funny.
Yeah, really. I know. #insensitive. Is there any of that on here?
I thought we as a society had learned.
Flagstaff is my favorite, one of my favorite cities in America, favorite towns.
Yeah.
I always hear good things about it.
It's beautiful, and it has one of the best burgers I've ever eaten, and it's so close to the Grand Canyon. Flagstaff's awesome.
This episode of Cage Club has been brought to you by the
Flagstaff Tourism Board.
Well, it's funny because what I know Flagstaff from most is from the movie Vacation, National Lampoon's Vacation, when I was a kid. It was like on all the time, and like the grandma character dies, and I remember the mom saying she must have passed away somewhere near Flagstaff.
Oh my god!
And that just always stuck in my head as like a name of a city.
Just like 5-4-3 and 7-9-4-2.
Not quite as
5-4-3 and 7-9-4-2.
5-4-3. I saw your number in a Cage movie.
What's that?
I saw your number in a Cage movie.
Oh man.
Is that where the nuke is?
Maybe. Yeah.
Probably.
Yes, it is.
They just shipped it standard post.
Yeah, like a brick of kryptonite. Just ship it on a freighter.
Look how generic these villains are.
Are they played by different
actors? They're Eurotrash. But yeah, like, no, regulation here. I mean, nothing.
Maybe they own the import-export business.
They must. There's guys walking around with Uzis and, like, machine guns.
Yeah.
Power
this
drills.
This is their boat, man. You don't think they can afford a boat?
But there's still customs.
International waters?
Not if to... Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe they own customs.
Like, I wish one of them was,
I mean, it's probably customs like a mob owned. Wait, where is this?
One of them... If one
Have
of
you
them
seen...
Were...
Wait, hold on, guys. Where is this?
I think it's L.A., right? They're in California or something? I'm not positive, but it must be in California.
Because I was thinking, because Arizona and Nevada are both landlocked.
Yeah.
Wait, so is this the bomb that Cage sets at the beginning of Face Off?
Be great if this movie was the nexus point for every other Cage film.
It is the perfect Cage movie for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
This might be my favorite Cage movie, guys.
I wish that it would be great if Julianne Moore's partner was like one of these guys. I feel like that would fix a lot of issues for me as far as who these people
Dude,
are.
Dude, just embrace the lunacy.
They're just random bad people.
They're up to some shady shit.
Shady suggests that their motives are unclear.
Okay,
they're
just up to some
LA.
Shit. They're up to some shit.
Yeah. Compromised by Johnson.
Well, compromise is our Cage word title. For sex.
Yeah. Wait till they get a load of Mr. Cadillac, or whatever the hell he's calling himself.
Frank Cadillac, Chris Johnson.
Frank Cadillac. Oh, he's reading a... Look at his nudie magazine. See, that would have had nudity.
While well, eating an apple off of a knife. That's the most loaded symbol. Is eating an apple's already the symbol for, like, corruption. Like, off of a knife. Like, holy shit.
That guy knows what he's doing.
He's all about symbolism.
He went to bad guy school.
Yeah.
Top marks.
And the director is very symbolic in his choices here.
Yeah. In that the director may not actually physically exist.
You know, honestly, guys, what the most impressive thing about my bingo is that I didn't even use the free space. I was 5 in a row.
Oh, nice. Really?
It was Cage's top build in the credits, Cage starts running, gambling, red sports car, Cage shaves.
Bam.
Yeah, conditions look real lousy, man. This is like this director's version of The Fall. Like, he just wanted a pretty background to shoot some shit.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know this is all real, and there's no faking this or any of that, which just makes all the fake stuff feel even worse.
Those car shots are really ruining this movie for you, aren't they?
At least that's not a CGI waterfall.
That you know of.
They may be composited into the shot, but that's real. Those are real plates.
That water's not that blue. They pumped that shit.
Well, making things bluer than they actually are is a very Zac Efron thing to do.
Are his eyes not as blue as he makes them out to be? She just has this job that no human has.
Yeah, be the pretty white girl in this, like, area.
this area.
Like, I don't know what is going on. Exactly. Like, why do they need her to be their teacher? It looks like
she's the Great White Hope.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
Well, this is actually, this is what's weird. Like, not weird in terms of this movie, but this is two out of three movies today with Native Americans. I don't remember, and like, they're both like kind of focal points. Mm-hmm. Like, not of the main plot, but of like secondary characters' plots. Yeah,
it's their Wind Talkers in there as well.
Well, that, yeah. That's bigger, though, because that's a whole thing about them. Yeah,
I'm just saying, maybe Native Americans should be on your bingo.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, we did, like, I guess.
Native America, or, like, things pertaining.
Oh, because that could also, culture. That could also refer to, like, Benjamin Franklin, like, in National Treasure.
That's not Native.
In earlier America.
It's not.
Colonial America, period. No, I don't know. It's a little too specific.
Life in America, 1300 to 1800.
Yeah, there's lots of them.
More magic mysticism, if anybody has that.
No.
Magic.
He literally said magic.
That's pretty cool.
That's some, like, straight up, like, legit magic.
Yeah. What? Tell me more about this power. Where did he get that lizard? And
How many times do you have to do that sleight of hand to get it right?
Someday, some little kid's going to be so impressed by this.
I still don't understand how the power he has allows him to be an illusionist, because like, how does he know? Like, it's like, okay, it's sleight of hand. It's not like sneaking around and stuff, you know. Like, I feel like it's two different skills. Just because you can predict the future doesn't mean you can pull a rabbit out of a hat or change from somebody's ear.
Yeah, it shows him like dodging bullets later, which is like.
Like, it's
like,
good for
sure,
sneaking around.
You know
around.
Where the bullet's going to go, but if you can't move your body that quickly in this direction, then who gives a fuck?
Yeah, like, the only thing it could be good for is if you screw up a trick and have to go back and perform it correctly, but you still have to know how to be, like, a sleight-of-hand magician.
Well, clearly he's put the work into it.
Guys, you're missing...
I know I am. I know, but I can't help it.
You're missing Julianne Moore do the best training, which is pushing a person down and then shooting either them with two bullets or shooting a faraway target with two bullets.
She must be LAPD.
Oh, Cage drives a car, but it's not on the list yet.
Yeah,
so.
Cage driving. Another one. Oh, look at that. Like, she's, like, getting real cozy there.
He's irresistible.
He's irresistible.
You know what we haven't had, which is maybe we should take it off? Crazy Eyes has not come up in any of
the last
movies.
One had Crazy Eyes.
You think? Yeah, I guess.
Man had, like, many crazy eyes.
That's true.
It only takes a second for those eyes to get crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's also very subjective, you know? I think her eyes are crazy right now.
It's coming down for real.
A lot, right? Controversial opinion he has.
See, this is how they fake.
Did you just say, I like rain?
Yep. And
I like
rain
too.
I think this is how.
Fuck fish.
The director likes rain too, because it masks how horrible the driving sequences
the
are.
Sun,
like, you don't
stop
have to,
being so negative
you don't have
about
to do
Next.
The crappy green
just
screen.
Just love Next for the movie that it is. This movie is wonderful. And we have less than an hour of it left, and nothing's happened yet.
That is, nothing has gone on since that train sequence.
Wait, are they still in the Grand Canyon?
No, I think they've driven their way over, up and out.
Oh, right, we have a crazy, like, tree falling down the mudslide. This is it's a great movie.
There's the...
That featured extra just, like, totally, like, looked right into the camera for a second.
That guy?
Yeah.
They have to stay overnight in a lodge, right, where they compromise, right. And then...
Oh, is that a Twin Peaks connection with they're in a lodge?
I'll take it.
if they're
not...
in a lodge. If it's called a lodge.
Yeah. It also looks kind of like... Doesn't Cooper stay at a motel that sort of looks similar to it?
Enhance.
It's great because I don't even have the Twin Peaks
there
square.
It is. Damn, they got good cameras. Enhance, yes!
Wow, that's really enhancing.
543N7942.
48732. Greatest
password. 58543N7942.
I'm changing all of my passwords to that tonight.
It's like when the lost numbers almost won the lottery.
Yeah. Only one bed?
What a gentleman.
No.
What a
now he's a gentleman.
But now I'm madly in love with you.
but earlier he couldn't just start bothering.
Oh, doesn't she shower this and like he watches her in the shower? Yeah,
she just comes out in a robe and she just kind of hangs out in her bathrobe for a while.
Both weirdly Puritan.
Hot dog, Keanu Nexion.
Make me one with that.
And Zen Master. Like I feel like Zen Master is almost a Keanu reference too.
It's a great joke.
Except he did it wrong. He says, "Make me one with everything." Is the line.
Oh, right, that's IMDb trivia. Yep.
Why, what did he say? Just make one with everything?
No, he said have one with everything.
Oh, which doesn't do it right. No. Just make me one with everything is the actual...
He's a terrible...
I know that they...
She's realizing that he told
I know they didn't shoot it in order, but I like him like being outside the door like, fuck, I fucked that line up.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't he go back and correct
it? Right.
Like, couldn't he predict that he screwed up that line?
Well, no, because like the script supervisor needed to know that they screwed up the line, not, you know...
It requires knowing... that the joke doesn't work. It kind of works, but doesn't work as well as if you'd done it right.
She's married to Justin Timberlake, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they still together?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They danced together. Remember at the Oscars? Or he was singing and then they danced in the aisles together?
Because Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn just broke up yesterday.
I don't really...
I mean, love is dead.
Neither of those concerns. I mean, as soon as Olivia Munn left Attack of the Show, she was dead to me.
Yeah, well, G4 got canceled like 2 years
later. I'm just joking. Although, her fear of balloons is what really brought so much joy to my life.
So they called that place the Cliffhanger. They didn't call it the Cliffhanger Lodge, so I don't think that we can give it a Twin Peaks connection.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's seriously.
That guy looks like Cusack. I thought you were going to show him again. He looks like Cusack if Cusack had a little bit of life in his eyes. The guy in the green shirt. Kind of.
If Cusack had a glimmer of life.
Oh, he would be Zach Woods. That's a good call.
Can't believe
That guy fucks.
Can't believe this guy's back with more lines. Good for him. Ellsworth.
I like Julianne Moore's pantsuit.
It's great.
Hanging and rocking it with the boys.
It's pretty much just a suit.
I like her in this as the, like,
As the G-Man?
Yeah, like, we've got no time, everyone's pissing me off, like, no one's as smart as I am, like, come on, people, like, mobilize.
She's, like, recommending that they, like, throw out the Constitution in order to find these
people. Yeah, yeah, she's like, people, you know, the Patriot Act, it's not like we have that for nothing, like, let's just grab this dude.
Yeah.
And they do eventually when they, like...
Who would be a modern-day Julianne Moore in that role?
Speaking French. Just put his words.
Colby Smulders? I don't know.
Colby Smulders would be a pretty good choice.
I don't know. I just see her because she does a lot of like that Marvel military stuff.
Mm. Who else could do that?
I think even Brie Larson would be a good in this.
I think in a couple years. I think she's a little
too
young.
Yeah, maybe she needs
still.
A couple years. Five
good.
Or six.
That'll put us right into the timeline for when we're ready to remake next.
Good,
just,
yes.
Just a couple more years. Jeez.
Oh shit.
Dead body.
What if it just like cut to like an intermission for 15 minutes? Cliffhanger.
It's going to make her a rose, right.
Like, you have to sleep outside, but I'm going to just walk around in
my
bathroom.
To be fair, she never said you have to sleep outside. She's just like, Chris?
Yeah, she would have been equally happy if his solution to that problem would have been like, I'll sleep in the same bed as you. Don't be a prude.
I suppose. But I don't go traipsing around in front of someone in just a towel unless I want that towel off in a few minutes.
Do you go traipsing around in front of people in towels
no,
on the reg?
Never.
What is she doing? She's squeezing the water out of her hair?
Who knows?
Is that what that is?
She's just looking sexy.
Is that how people do their hair?
I don't know. That's not how I do my hair.
Clearly.
That's amazing.
Yeah, what
that,
the hell
was
that?
Was
that's legitimate magic.
That was good CGI.
I need
admit.
To know more about
that. Was a
that
good,
trick?
That's a gift worthy scene. I'm putting that down, and I get
yeah,
bingo
that's,
again.
That's gift worthy.
Bingo again.
That is total gift worthy.
43:18.
The flower changing.
You better make a gift. If you choose that, you have to make it into a gift. If you mark it off,
we're gonna find the gift online already.
Oh, and there we go.
Oh, boy. Flower went from behind his back to up on his face. With poor editing.
Oh, we got it. Oh, helicopter.
Oh!
Bingo!
Do you? Woo. Write down the time.
All right, what time?
Damn, I'm
43:53. 43:50.
Okay, so we got overt sexism, Cage drinks alcohol, helicopter, someone returns from another Cage film, and Cage's top billed in the credits.
Oh, yeah, so my second bingo was gambling, so I got gambling on both. GIF-worthy scene, free space, Cage is shirtless, overt sexism.
Huh.
Come on, Zach, you got a bingo too.
No.
Are you close?
I need a dramatic tunnel shift and Cage works out.
Don't think either of those are going to happen.
Someone makes a threat. I guess that's a nuclear threat.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
oh, yeah, that
okay,
happened.
I need Cage in jail.
Don't think that's going to
happen.
Wait,
no, he gets... Doesn't he get locked up in this?
I think he does get locked
oh,
up.
He goes to some... They detain him for
yeah.
some reason.
Totally.
We're all going to bingo, guys. This is the best movie.
Best movie. If you go by bingo
ability. Oh, they just compromised for sure. There's no doubt about it.
Awkward sex. It's not an awkward sex scene though, because it's like
no,
actually like, it's
no,
legitimate.
It's awkward because he looks like a clay version of himself.
It should just be compromised because I don't feel like we see the action enough for it to be awkward
okay.
in any movie. You know
make
what I
mean? Make a note of
that. Yeah, just compromising.
Yeah, just right, just compromising.
And so this
that
shot
actually looks like the All Good Things, like the cover with Ryan Gosling and Kirsten Dunst,
mm-hmm.
the Robert Durst movie.
Is he feeling bad about how much he manipulated her to have sex with him?
Well, that is the shot we come back to at the very end of the movie, isn't it? This is where he starts stretching.
Oh, right, yeah. So, okay, so awkward sex scene, I'm highlighting that because you changed that just to compromise.
Okay.
Also, the lenses of those binoculars are definitely CG'd in very poorly. Otherwise, you would be able to see the camera.
Oh, yeah. They're so... This... I don't know why I said it like I was agreeing with you. Like, that reminded me of something.
Like,
but this is going to be the scene where he's, like, dodging sniper bullets
oh,
in
he,
that
like,
awesome way.
Oh, yeah, and the big log goes rolling down. Is
yo,
it the log
the
or...
logs.
Is it the logs or...
The logs are definitely a Twin Peaks connection. And I'm
they are, yep.
Okay.
And I'll that'll get me... That and Crazy Eyes will get me a bingo.
Between that and the old coffee shop...
Those there's
two?
A lady and
is
logs
that...
in the same scene, so...
That looks like Rose Byrne, but that can't be Rose
no,
Byrne, right?
No, it can't be Rose Byrne.
I mean, it could be, but it's not, right?
That was me. No, it's not. I think she was off with the X-Men during this, doing First Class or something.
This is before First Class.
When is this?
This is like 05.
Oh, wow, yeah, it's like 5 years before... I don't know what Rose Byrne was up to. Maybe she was still back in Australia. Is that what
she was
from?
In Star Wars too?
Oh, she was Amidala's. She was one of the decoys. Her and Domino.
Dorme.
Or someone. Her and someone else.
No,
were,
she's not in this movie. I can tell you that.
Oh,
much.
Her and Keira Knightley were doubles for Princess Amidala and walked around next to her during those movies and stuff.
Jeez.
You know, because she's like a decoy.
Oh no, this is 2007. Rose Byrne would be in Knowing, though.
Yeah. Cage. Too bad they can't call him a maniac instead of a psychopath. That way, anytime he laughed, it would have counted. Yeah, you stepped in it.
That's the face of somebody who's every single person he's ever dated is actually literally a sociopath.
Now, this movie, I'm coming around to it, but there's scenes like this when Cage isn't in him that make me wonder if he still knows what's going on. And like, does he have to be
no,
in the
yeah,
premonition?
It's his point of view.
Okay, so he doesn't know this conversation's happening.
No, he can only see what's happening to him 2 minutes.
Okay, alrighty.
They lay it out real simple in the beginning.
Well, not enough for me. No, it's fine. I'm giving it a hard time.
You should. It's a shitty movie.
But you should also embrace it because it's Cage in like a fun bad movie.
Yeah, it is a fun bad movie. It's got a fun mechanic. Makes you think about stuff. And then the mechanic is largely internally consistent.
So. You know what it reminds me of? Kind of movies like The Adjustment Bureau. And movies like that where it's like these weird sci-fi movies that don't make much sense, but ultimately they're just relationship dramas between a guy and a girl, but like there's
what
a science fiction thing caught between them.
Yeah.
Shirtless again.
Double bingo. His skin has definitely been digitally retouched in this too. He looks
golden, like the story that that this is based off of.
I mean, he's still in good shape.
He's got those abs.
I'm just always thrown with those bones on his shoulder that really stick out for him.
Uh-huh.
I don't think mine do that much. I know that bone exists, but
Because you're not as cut as Cage.
I guess not. He's been on a cut.
Oh, so okay. So he could technically be premonitioning.
He knows it's
while he's talking. Like, he already did
yes,
it.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
It only takes him a blink.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he didn't like it the first time. Shaves again.
Wow. A lot of double ups in this.
Dude shaves like crazy.
Well, I mean, it makes sense because this whole movie is about seeing the future and, like, it's like multiple, like, not multiplicity, but, like, same things more than once. You know what I mean?
God, that'd be an interesting Cage Club experience, watching everything by, what's-his-face?
Oh, by Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
He's like, Multiplicity, and yeah. I started wondering, yeah, is Michael there a movie Keaton. Where there's, like, three clones of Cage that get progressively stupider as he clones himself?
Yeah. Michael Keaton would be fine. Keaton Club.
We'll only do Keaton Club if I can watch Birdman 4.
Birdman.
Cage isn't freaked out yet. He hasn't stood on anything weird. Nobody's played a musical instrument.
His eyes have not been crazy.
He hasn't worked out yet. No maniacal laugh. No peaches. No overreaction.
These guys are funny. Like, they're just the most hapless, like, half-assed criminals. I mean, it's not like they're not doing their job well. It's just they don't seem to be really care about who sees them doing what they're doing.
Yeah. They just, I still haven't
check
heard,
in with them every once in a while.
Have we heard or read the word next?
We have not.
I have not seen it pop up on the subtitles, so.
I feel like we would have noticed. If this is the one movie that shows restraint in that area, I'm going to be so surprised.
Yeah, really?
And disappointed.
This isn't working out, by the way.
Put on that shirt.
Yeah. I can't believe there's only like a half hour left in this movie. Like,
no, we have 45 minutes.
Okay. Technically, with like credits and everything, yeah.
Sure, we already saw her put the pill in. Where'd she put a second pill in?
No, I think she was still contemplating it.
No, I saw her put one in.
Oh. Then maybe that was a premonition.
Ooh, maybe.
She has to wait to put it in.
Oh, a certain amount of time, yeah.
Or else he's going to notice in 2
maybe
minutes when
he knocks faked
out.
Putting it in to scramble his premonition. Oh, I don't
think
she knows about
it. If he
can't
see it, then he can't see it, you know?
Oh, I love the look on his face here. That, to me, just screams Cage.
Jeez.
He doesn't hear a thing you're saying. He's premonitioning.
he hates how much he's made you fall in love with him.
Still no crazy eyes.
She
though.
Fell way too hard for him.
Yeah, way too fast.
Like, in one day, she trusts him more than the federal government.
Yeah.
Like, what?
But also the thing about it, this is the present. Well, this is all a premonition, number one. Number two,
but
this is also
real.
The future that, like, is sort of best suited for him. Like, he's done it the past enough times to, like... Mm-hmm.
Right, but he's not making that up. Like, if he has a premonition, that's her, you know? That's her actual belief.
Sure, but it's... He's done enough things leading up to this point where, like... He's created a future where she's in love with him. Like, it might only be one out of a million tries, but he's created that future.
Yeah, it's kind of like Groundhog's Day, right? Where, like, Bill Murray... Mm-hmm. Convinced that girl to fall in love with him in one day on the perfect day because
yeah,
he could see the like he knew he didn't couldn't see the future but he knew what her reaction would be to everything. So I feel like what Joey's saying is kind of right. Like up until this point, he's manipulated time and everything, or he's manipulated events to get him with her together, no matter what. But it's proving to be too dangerous. So I feel like when we find out this is all premonition, he's going to do it without her in the end, right? Like that's the conclusion. Is like he leaves without her and is like, let's go do this.
Right. I mean, just the point is that, like, she actually does believe him more than the federal government, though.
Yeah. And they know he has powers, and she doesn't. So...
Yeah.
She's got even less cause.
Yeah, exactly. He's about to tell her, right? Yeah. Which, why would she believe him? Okay, there we go.
You see, like, she's kind of rational, sort of.
Kind of, except but she's just hard.
Oh, this is a cool scene. Yeah, he's predicting what's on TV exactly. She's like, wait, how do you... But, like, that's the thing that, like, everybody thinks, like, magicians and stuff are, like, just all parlor tricks, which is, like, this could be, in theory, a parlor trick or whatever, you know what I mean? But, like, if you're willing... Same, this is exactly the problem here, Mike. If you let yourself go into the, like, let the mystery be and just, like, buy into it...
Yeah, but I feel like you could see the future and tell what's going to be on television, you know, but you can't see the future and pull off a magic trick any differently. I don't know.
But he's an actual magician.
I hope so. That last clip was Doctor Strangelove, too, right? That's a little hint at the bomb that we've got going on in the background.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, in the background of this movie, there's a bomb. In the background of the, in the foreground of that movie, there's a bomb. But...
Wait, I feel like we might have missed the word next in this conversation.
I didn't. Can I do it again?
I could see what was happening.
Think so. I think we're good.
Think next. We're good.
Oh, yeah, hold on, just pick up your foot for a second. Alright, there you go.
Right. You have.
Man, this is so dramatic.
Yep. He's confessing everything. He's putting it all on the line.
I feel like he's never done this before.
It's never,
you know what I mean?
Actually on the line, though, because he knows how she's going to
No,
react.
It's never actually on the line. Yeah, I feel like he's never told anybody either like this. Like, she really must mean something to him for whatever reason. I mean, it's not like he knows anything
she's a
about
babe.
Her. But that is literally the only thing about her.
Well, that he's had premonitions about her.
Like, what if she turned out to
life.
Be a real jerk?
But he thinks it's destiny because he's seen her ahead of time. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, why don't you, dude?
Man, they love whispering. I know that they're being listened to, but like, wow. That's right. She is magic. They're both magic.
See, it would have been cooler if... never mind. I think it
she
could,
gets it. What's your problem?
It could have been cool if she was a Nexter also, and they are Nexter. Like feeding off each other's powers, growing stronger or something.
That's the sequel, Next to Next Again.
Nexter, Next Harder.
Electric Boogaloo.
Mr. Boogaloo. I kind of had this idea that this week that I wanted to see all the canon films, which I think is probably a
all
bad
the
idea.
Canon films.
There's only like 200.
Only 200? I feel like I've seen like 100 of them. Over
no,
my
there's
lifetime.
No way that you've seen 100.
I've seen a lot. I mean, growing up in the 80s, almost everything felt like you saw the canon logo.
I've seen like 25. I would guess you've seen no more than like 60. They made a lot of things that like just
I don't know.
Don't. I would be stunned if you saw more than 60.
I remember watching that documentary. About canon
Electric
films.
Boogaloo.
Yeah, writing down the movies they mentioned that I hadn't seen, and there was literally like 20, but that's just from the movie. There could be way more in the catalog, but I mean, hey, if you want to do Canon Club, let me know.
We're not doing Canon Club.
I mean, I'm currently undertaking watching all the Pink Panther movies just for fun. Like, there's no reason. Like, I'm not doing a podcast about it, but like, I'm into...
You make the weirdest decisions on your own. I gotta like rein you in somehow.
I was just like, well, that's I know what I'm watching for 11 days. I know every day for the next 11 days will be like after this, I'll go home and I'll watch a Pink Panther movie.
Wait, what do you guys do for a living?
Well, I'm mostly unemployed. I run a podcast. At the moment, I'm like a sitter.
Logs.
Here we go.
Yeah, I'll put in my Twin Peaks connection.
I'm a web developer.
I still need crazy eyes. Have you ever considered becoming like a producer or a director?
No, I don't want to make movies.
Yeah, I mean, I write. I just haven't finished anything lately, basically.
I get that.
But that's basically what I went to school for: writing, editing, producing. It's just Cage.
So one of my writers I follow on Twitter just tweeted like, "Writing is 95% putting off writing."
Yeah, pretty much.
If we get Cage freak out, I have a third bingo.
Oh man, you've got the ultimate card for, this movie.
I got nothing.
Although I don't think Cage is going to freak out in this movie, though, because like he's so calm, cool, calm, you know.
He's still got 10 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. How short it is. But when they detain him, I feel like, this is a cool shot, even though it's, like, really bad. I love it. Yep. Timing. And, yes. Just the way
fit
he...
fit right into that little nook.
But, like, how he dragged his arm down, like it was some kind
like
of...
like a boy band pose?
Yeah, like he was going to shoot off an energy beam or something at some point. I don't know.
Would you consider this a workout?
I was just photographing an actor who was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and he was talking about how there's the superhero...
What, Brett Dalton?
Yeah.
Who does he play?
Ward?
Ward.
I thought he was dead. Spoilers.
And then he comes back.
Oh, spoilers.
You're not caught up?
Life Model Decoy spoilers?
No, it's an alternate reality.
It's the alternate
Whoa,
reality.
What?
It came back this week.
Oh, and it's a... what have? Who split the reality? Uh-oh.
Did you not see the episodes before they took a break?
No, I haven't watched since... I haven't seriously watched it since season 2, and I haven't seen an episode since... fake Ghost Rider showed up. Well, he's not fake Ghost Rider.
Wait, so
just...
why are you surprised that he's back if you've missed like dozens of episodes?
Because I saw him die. Like he turned into some weird creature that was absorbing powers, and then he died.
It's a whole thing.
Okay,
it's a whole thing.
But and then some girl got trapped in a rock across the universe. I was
I need to watch. That
was, I was like, I got
to
get out of here.
I watched the first like half a season and I got bored.
Wait, some girl didn't get trapped in a rock across the on the other side of the universe. I could have sworn that happened.
Wait, how did you know I shot with Brett? I haven't posted the pictures yet.
Well, I know you know him from USC, and he's in your book.
Oh, yeah, he's not from USC, but yeah, he's in my book. Do you have my book?
Well, I know you know him from
LA. Do you have
a
book?
Do you have my book?
I don't have your book.
Alright.
Did I drop my phone, like, through the couch? Is that possible?
You might have. Oh, it might be under your couch. We'll get it afterwards. Don't worry about it.
Oh, but I gotta check it.
This is gonna be the best one to listen to.
We have two audio hiccups. We got Mike hunting his phone for 10 minutes.
You guys are talking about our like, careers and aspirations. And
no, I didn't fund your Kickstarter. I apologize.
That's fine. I'm gonna do a Redux in 2018.
You have a Kickstarter? I had to fund it.
That was years ago.
Oh, okay.
2013. Yeah, I definitely didn't know.
I contributed to Adam Rifkin's latest Kickstarter thing.
He doesn't even know Mike doesn't even know him in real life.
No, but I know him through Cage Club, and then I became like a huge fucking fan of his stuff. What's that?
So those are the best Kickstarter donors, ones you don't know?
Well, I mean, Adam Rifkin is like an actual director.
That's
so,
a bingo.
Oh, this was... I was trying to think of what my cover photo was for this movie.
Like
it's
those
this.
Weird clockwork shades that he's
this
wearing.
Is a bingo for me.
Yeah, that's prison. I mean, detained.
Oh, bingo?
Federal.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cage in jail.
102.15.
Cage in jail. Someone makes a threat. Free space, Las Vegas, Cage drinks alcohol. Yeah.
So who else in your book became... There's that guy who was on the AT&T commercials who is now on SNL. Or what? Beck Bennett.
Beck Bennett.
He's not on SNL anymore, though, right?
He is.
Oh, he is still?
Yeah.
Who else in your book is somebody?
Sorry.
Well, I mean, they're all somebodies.
There
but,
are
like,
three people in a comedy troupe called Good Neighbor who went to school with me, Beck Bennett, Kyle Mooney, and Nick Rutherford.
Oh, no, Kyle Mooney.
Kyle Mooney's not in the book.
Okay.
But Nick was, and Nick is not on SNL, but he's now on Dream Corp LLC.
Mm. That show's amazing. I've only seen one episode, but it's amazing.
I want to check it out. This is the plugs part of the...
Yeah.
Yes, all of right. course. Gonna listen to
Can
some
people buy your
plugs.
Book? Not anymore.
To some plugs.
It was a limited run. Brett Dalton.
Let's do a second pressing.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing a Redux. You said what, next year?
Yeah, in 2018. I'm going to start with like the people who are doing pretty well. I'm going to photograph them. I'm going to ask them who they think.
You should do a little chapter called Podcast Friends.
There we go. The podcast field. Yeah. Okay, so Thomas Middleditch.
Oh, cool.
Is in the book.
All right.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Thomas Middleditch.
Yeah. He's great.
He's in Captain Underpants. He plays one of the... voices
that's
of the
wonderful.
Boys. Yeah, the trailer looks really funny,
he's a
actually.
Great voice actor. Really funny. Ben Sinclair from High Maintenance.
Wait, which one is he from High Maintenance? Is he the main guy?
He's the main guy, yeah.
Okay.
Michael Stewart Creighton is in it. He's on. He was on like in whatchamacallit, the show.
Okay, sorry. Freaks Out.
Yeah. Okay.
Bingo. Yeah, and Extreme Eyes.
Crazy Eyes.
Crazy
yeah.
Eyes.
That's a bingo for me.
Again.
Yeah.
All right, so
yeah,
like,
I don't need to keep
here.
Listing that shit anymore.
This is
well, you just put out like, some really cool pictures yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, so Shira Zameda, yeah.
Yeah, and
great.
Those pictures looked really cool, too. I mean, all your pictures nice. Are great, but like those had like a different sort of feel to them.
Yeah, they're very different. Yeah, I was trying something different that time.
I think it worked.
Thanks. So yeah, that's Crazy Eyes, an attractive woman fights cage irresistible free space.
Oh, if we have an overreaction...
someone returns from another
cage.
Have
we had an overreaction
film.
Yet?
No.
Because
nice. I can't believe we got a Twin Peaks connection in there with the logs.
Logs and a lady.
If we get an overreaction, then I get another bingo, a fourth one. Oh, my most recent bingo was Cage Top Build, Cage Freaks Out, Twin Peaks Connection, Attractive Woman Finds Me Irresistible, and Sex Scene.
Cage Works Out? Is that what you said?
Freaks Out.
Oh, no, Freaks Out. Freaks Out. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Oh, if he works out, I get another bingo, too.
I don't know.
Jesus. Are you just going to try for the full 25?
Things might work out for him, but I don't think he's going to be working out.
I have
out.
17 out of 25 right now.
I also love how in the future he's seeing the premonition of how Jessica Biel exploded live on the air like in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Like the news would have a camera fixed on her.
Oh, yeah, because there's a lady strapped to a wheelchair on the
I'm
roof.
Still stunned that nobody said the word next.
It'd be great if that was the last word of the movie. What are you going to do next? Dun, 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 credits.
That newscaster was the worst actress.
Yeah. Thank God she only had to give that report in a future that never happened. Yeah, like, the government doesn't have the best idea about using his powers either. Like, have him stare at a television screen, like, watch the news. I feel like just leading him around out in the world would be a much better way for him to get a sense of what's going on.
Maybe. The news might actually, you know...
Like, it's a cool shortcut, don't get me wrong, you know? Like, they did it earlier with the TV to explain to Jessica Biel his powers, so obviously it's the best shortcut they have for using his powers. But imagine what a pain it would be for him to just watch, like, an episode of, say, you know, The Sopranos. Like, you're watching TV, and your power kicks in, and you see the end of the episode before you're even there. Mm-hmm. And so you know it's going to happen.
It's all spoilers?
It's all spoilers for him. Life is full of his... yeah. Life is spoiled for this guy.
Just 2 minutes in advance, though. He's watching Fight Club, and 2 minutes ahead of time, he's like...
he's like, oh, man! He's Tyler Durden as the narrator. Ah. Yeah, I think his biggest mistake was becoming a lounge act in Vegas. If he was just, like, super under the radar, like a manager at like a coffee shop or something, then he could.
But
he's
a legitimate. He has magic.
I know. But then he could go to the casino and use his powers every once in a while to win a lot of money, and they wouldn't be being like, "Oh, is that the magician from the Sands or whatever?"
Can we consider this a workout?
You need to win again.
Oh, that was
you
cool.
Need to win again so badly. That
I don't, but
that you're willing to bend the rules.
He hasn't worked out in any of these three movies yet, so I'm just sort of looking for things that haven't happened.
No tattoo either.
I do like when people beat people up in movies because they've already fought them, or like he knows every move someone's going to make, so mm-hmm. he can beat the shit out of them.
That is a trope of some sort. Isn't
it feels like I've seen it before.
Let's all go on TV Tropes and see what Next has.
I mean, clearly people haven't seen 2 minutes into the future, so they know every move. But it's just the same situation where, like, a guy's being picked on and they don't think he's intimidating, and then he turns out to be, like, this
awesome
badass. I feel
like Groundhog Day has something like that, right?
Possibly.
Bill Murray gets to see 2 minutes into the future by seeing an entire day over and over again, basically. Yeah. He knows. He has, like, a very one-day limited version of this power.
Yeah, his is 24 hours.
It takes him a long time to learn, but he can learn just about anything in the same manner. He's on a rolling Groundhog Day, basically.
Look at them shooting outside in the streets.
Yeah. Want to call this war?
No.
No.
If this isn't a workout, that's not war.
That's true. A woman's been attacked, right? Like, by logs? She wasn't really attacked.
I don't know.
Wasn't
like, Jessica Biel attacked earlier?
By her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago. Wait, he didn't attack her.
No, he doesn't have to attack her, though.
No, she said, stop it, you're hurting me.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah.
He was grabbing her hands.
That was intact.
Oh, no, it's another roof. The princess is on another roof.
No, isn't he too early or something? He tries to reach through time at this point, which I thought was awesome, but didn't go anywhere, unfortunately.
Well,
they don't build
reach,
off.
You can always see further when it's here, I guess.
Like, I wish he started, like, we could see him develop and use more of his powers, but I guess they can't blow the twist ending. But this is kind of cool because, like, you start seeing he can reach through the premonitions now. Like, so at one point, I guess I expected him to see the future and walk into it and then change it that way. I would love to cosplay as Cage in this movie, as the Golden Man. It's such an easy one.
Just, you have to get so much hair.
Yeah, the hair would be rough.
The wig is...
The jacket would be cool, because I'd keep the jacket and like wear it like a normal jacket.
It's the crazy combination of like all that hair and the highest forehead. Like the most receding hairline.
Mm. I feel like a couple more years and I'll be there.
I do have to give credit. Melissa Lynham, the Cage Club Podcast Network artist, did request receding hairline for this game. I did not put it in because I felt like it wasn't a thing that could happen. Like, it's just either yes or no. You know what I mean? But, like, also the same thing as, like, top build is either yes or no. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, a thing that you're waiting for.
I was going to see... there are times where I notice his eyebrows are bigger than other, like, other times, but I wasn't going to put that in either because he has eyebrows in every movie, you know? And it's really hard to... It's too subjective to be like, oh, those are weird eyebrows, but those aren't. That looks like a younger version of Leftovers. What's his face on the left?
Justin Theroux?
Yeah. A little Justin Theroux-ish. Now I can't unsee it.
This is one of my favorite scenes in the movie.
Dude, you just can't shoot the guy. Stop trying.
But no one else knows his powers, right? Just Julianne Moore. Like, the terrorists have
Jessica
no idea
Biel. Well, yeah,
what
yeah,
they're
correct.
Up against. Yeah. Would have kind of been cool at the end if you find out that the terrorists had their own Nexter.
Oh.
And the reason that like they couldn't do it right was because another one was like interfering. And
I think you pitched that on the podcast.
What happens when they both walk up to each other and they...
Yeah, you're in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
That's like going back and touching your... Like, your future self goes back and touches yourself in the past, and you create a paradox.
And that's
the
source of the nuke. It's actually not a nuke that he's seeing ahead of time.
Right. It's the melding of the two magic people.
The only winning move is not to play.
What's that from?
War Games?
Okay.
Would you
with
like
Matt Broad?
Have you tried another way?
Oh, right. That wasn't even...
Nope.
It wasn't even like a next. He just dodged the bullet and pretended he got shot.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't even next that. I like when he splits into like 80 people.
And dodges all the bullets, yeah.
That's overt sexism. Can you see it? It helps if you don't speak right now. Like,
oh, that is a...
Shut up, woman.
He shushes people so much in his movies. No, like when
that's
he's walking through the factory.
Cage shushes somebody?
Yeah,
I think
Cage shushing.
All of National Treasure. He's like, Abigail Chase is like this brilliant historian. He's just like, shh. Just stop it.
Yeah, he'll do that or he'll be like, we're talking. We're talking now. Please be quiet.
It's bad. Because Diane Kruger in as Abigail Chase in National Treasure had the potential to be like the most like female, you know,
empowering.
Most positive
yeah.
female role model
just,
like in Cage
she's
Club.
A little bit better in the second one, but it's still like she's just a beaten woman.
Yeah,
not physically, but just like you know,
mentally she is just yeah berated by Cage like the whole movie.
Memorize that
5 OKF 272.
Cool.
543 and 7942.
Five OKF 272.
50 Kilo Foxtrot 272.
Is this where he's gonna? Yeah. See, this is what I'm talking about.
He reaches through.
I wonder if she just sees a hand appear out of nowhere.
That's my lover's hand.
I can tell because we've spent so much time together.
She didn't seem to see his hand.
Man, this movie is littered with helicopters.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say literally. Like.
Well, I guess if you have a helicopter to do like camera angles and shots like that, like why not get a shot of the helicopter? Yeah. Like,
you know, B camera crew is all over that shit.
And this feels like a movie that was like mostly B crew too. There's a lot of like cutaway shots.
Well, the director of this, like, I've never heard of.
I mean, really, how long could this movie have really taken? It's weird because so many scenes are done twice.
We need Kate to interrupt somebody.
Yeah.
On this.
This was directed by Lee Tamahori, who directed Die Another Day.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
It wasn't a great one, but
he directed The Edge, which I don't know.
Yeah, it's still about what? What's the other one?
The Edge?
Oh,
was
with
that
Keanu?
No.
With Anthony Hopkins? Yeah, with the one sleeping with the other's wife and they get like lost in the woods or something.
Oh, Along Came a Spider.
Oh, okay.
The Devil's Double.
Don't know that.
Triple X State of the Union.
Oh, we know that.
Explains why this is a competently exciting movie.
I can't believe he directed Triple X State of the Union.
I was expecting, this might be racist, I was expecting Lee Tamahori to be like a really Asian guy. Just like an old Euro guy.
Huh.
That's not racist to expect that someone with
an Asian last name is Asian.
Well, he could still be Asian.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, technically, if you're Russian, you're Asian.
But you're not Tamahori, usually.
Oh. Usually not, no.
It's culturalist. It's racial, it's not racist. Racist.
What I love about the end of this sequence is that they're like the nuke is going to go off and kill everybody.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we saved Jessica Biel. But the rest of the city is gone.
It's not the only Cage movie that ends with literally everyone dying.
No, yeah. Is that even more insane?
Although, this isn't like global extermination. This is just like, you know, 6 million people in L.A.
Does this end with them just basically failing? And
yeah.
Right, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Now, the thing about knowing, like, is that the only movie that ends with the entire world being
Melancholia.
Destroyed? Okay. There's a few, I guess, yeah.
A planet fucking crashes into Earth.
Seeking a friend at the end of the world. And, I mean, there are, you're right. Okay, now that I think about it, it's like a total...
But no, there's not that many.
No. But not in the way knowing does it, like, where it's like...
And what about the day after tomorrow? An Inconvenient Truth.
Well, the day after tomorrow, yeah, and like 2012 and those kinds of things. But I mean, there's literally no one left alive on Earth at the end of knowing. It's like the only there's this really great Korean movie called Save the Green Planet, which is somewhat like that. You get the sense that everyone's gone in the end. But American blockbuster stuff, I don't know.
The Road? Did they made a The Road movie? Right?
Yeah,
but everyone dies before The Road happens.
Yeah, because it just seems like there's Hollywood saves the world all the time. Like Armageddon, it saves the world, and like all this.
That's true.
So knowing is just kind of weird and jarring for that very reason.
Oh right, this is a really cool scene where like
there's where
like 40 cages.
Yeah,
see,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Of them die every second.
He multiplies and like splits apart.
You know what else does this very well is what's that Tom Cruise movie?
Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah,
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah,
Edge of Tomorrow. I like that movie a lot. Yeah,
it's a great movie.
He's really good in that role too.
This is kind of a trope where just like having experience of how things are.
Well, there's
go
a new movie foresight. Coming out too. I don't remember what it's called. It might already be out, but there's like a high school girl can sort of like is like a Groundhog Day situation.
Oh yeah. What's that? I saw that trailer.
Yeah, and I think Edge of Tomorrow got a lot of credit for doing what this had already done.
But
like,
it's
like an action version
it's like,
of Groundhog Day. And like, well,
but it's like a legitimately amazing movie.
It is such a good movie.
I wish the alien design was a little more clear in that movie, but it makes sense that it's like so alien and so foreign that you have hard distinguishing it.
Yeah,
I ended up really liking that at the end. I was like, I like it because I can't tell what it is.
Yeah, I find it's also often getting too solid of a grip on aliens, ghosts, monsters, makes them less scary, less
yeah,
menacing, less...
like in life. Like, the alien was just like, well, I've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if the alien was scarier or invisible or something, or...
Or, like, Arrival, they're behind all that smoke and glass, like, yeah. Like...
Well, I was telling Joey, I kind of like the Arrival aliens more because it looks like
their
hands, like walking hands.
But it's actually
just
the bottom of it.
Right, but, and then the movie is just, there's so much about speech and, like, not sign language, but, you know, language and stuff like that, and I just felt like the hand was a very thematic
part. Wait, is that just the bottom of the aliens?
Yeah, well, you see them when
Well, you see they have, like, a little, like, nub at the top, right, or something? But yeah, they have like eight legs, and they like kind of walk
Yeah.
Oh, seven. Okay, yeah, and they kind of walk like Thing from the Addams Family.
That's just how
I thought.
Honestly, it was probably my favorite movie that year. I really liked Moonlight, but I honestly had a better time at Arrival. I'm clearly a sci-fi.
I loved both of those movies, but Arrival just kind of, maybe because I'm more into science fiction, like it just.
I mean, you guys can just admit that you're homophobic. It's fine.
No. Racist.
Oh, both.
Oh,
okay.
No. Wait, we're rewinding.
What's happening?
Oh, no.
Hold on. Ah. We're doing our own
version.
This
is definitely the worst one that we've
Well, that was like 3 seconds.
In terms of just trying to keep it synced for people. Just our technicals are just...
Now
so
we're going 1.5. In fact, what I loved about Moonlight...
We're about good now.
Yeah. What I loved about Moonlight was, like... the scarcity in which we spent time in that age, you know, like we only get like those very pivotal sort of moments, and I felt that was great. Like,
oh,
we don't,
so good.
We don't need anymore.
Yeah, it showed great restraint.
Yeah.
Though I was a little, I wish I could have seen more of third age Moonlight. I wanted to know more.
Black.
About that. Yeah, is that his character's name? Is that how he went?
He's little, and then he's Chiron, and then he's Black.
How many times have you seen it? You usually have a good memory for this shit.
No, because I talked about it a lot.
Okay. Yeah. I wanted to see more of his relationship as well.
I actually have a terrible memory with movies, honestly.
I think that's coming from somebody for whom movies is like your life. That like
I just watched
somebody
that just
is terrible for you.
Yeah, compared to a normal person, you've got an amazing movie memory.
But yeah, like talking to Joe too on Zack Attack, he's just like, he refers to people as characters. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, there's like an actor name.
Yeah, that's true. That's a whole other level.
Very early on, I feel like we fell into that, like, referring to the actor instead of the character.
I still do.
Well, yeah, we do. Like, I feel like that's what we do now.
It's fine.
Yeah.
The other thing is, he experiences these pre-memories so viscerally that he has to experience getting blown up to learn where these...
Plus, now he's got to experience multiple timelines at the same time.
Yeah.
There goes one of them.
Cage dies. Anybody have it?
Not on this card.
Still no stutters. The one that you don't get any stutters or hesitates.
Really? Yeah, I mean, the last thing this character does in this movie is hesitate, right?
Yeah.
Because he's bold in all things.
Just everyone stand perfectly still.
Well, of course they're going to try and shoot him first. Wait, why did the sniper
see, okay, was that the sniper realizing that he's relived, like, deja vu?
Yeah,
like,
I
already
know.
Did
that's
this and Cage
that
saw
is confusing.
It.
Like, I legitimately like this movie. I could legitimately love this movie if it, like, took another, like, 15 minutes and explained things a little bit more. She looks like Rose Byrne. I know she's not, but she looks like the Rose Byrne.
Yeah, she's just Rose slightly burned.
Rose sunburn.
Daffodil burn.
Rose toasted. Lightly toasted. There he goes. And there he goes again. This might be, like, the most Cage on screen at once, right?
This is the John Malkovich. Malkovich.
Being the Cage. This is the shot right here. Okay, it's all one long tracking shot. There's
pretty cool, yeah.
overlapping multiple versions of him looking over things. Look, he went to that place twice. He went to the same place twice.
I would actually be interested to see if see how they did this shot.
Man, I unknowingly...
Knowing?
Unknowingly, we watched two movies in a row with multiple cages. Or no, two movies out of three with multiple cages.
Yeah.
Multiple cages-y. Multiple cagedy.
Multiple cagedy.
Yeah, they ought to just replace the word multiplication with multiple cagedion.
Yeah, absolutely. Who do we write to do that?
Math.
Betsy DeVos.
Yeah, she'll do it.
Care of Math? I don't know.
Math.com. Okay, not that one.
I mean, this could be considered a workout. He's really tactical.
Bingo!
How many do you have right now?
That is four. Four.
Four bingos?
Twin Peaks Connection, Cage Works Out, Free Space, Elvis or the Beatles, Crazy Eyes.
Those are the ones you don't have?
No, that's the last most recent bingo.
How many have you not marked yet?
Seven. Cage stands on something weird. Has not happened. Musical instrument. Nope. Laughs maniacally. He's very calm and cool in this one. Peaches. Again, goddammit. Overreaction. Again, just like Stutters, he's not going to overreact because everything's like cool, calm, collected.
Yeah.
Titular line still blows my mind that it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, really.
And then visible tattoo.
Oh, what's the count left?
Strangely hasn't stood
on. We have about 11 minutes left.
Is that guy Jamie Lannister? Wait.
Oh, that's a good call, too.
There's no way that this is Nicolas Coster-Waldau. No.
Okay, no.
He's a poor man. Like
he's the poor man's Nicolas.
He's the porno Nicolas.
You know what's weird? I saw him in the other woman, that Kate Upton movie.
Oh, yeah.
Before I watched Game of Thrones.
Oh, no.
Like,
really?
That was between like seasons 2 and 3 or 3 and 4, something like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. And like I was like, I think I was fine. Like, oh, yeah, that's Jamie Lannister. I was like, huh? What?
That's the one with Cameron Diaz?
Yeah, Cameron Diaz and Kate Upton and
I watched that. That was 2015. I remember watching it and not putting it on the list of movies I watched because I was just like, I watched it, but I hate it, and like it's a terrible.
It's not that bad.
Oh, it's just not for me. I mean, it was total like it's like what chick flick relationship.
I just
type
love
thing.
Leslie Mann.
Yeah, I think she's all right.
This is 40. All those other movies she's in that I can't think of right now.
I knew her first from She's the One. That movie, she's like a bartender. She's a very
is that a Jet Li movie?
A Jet Li movie.
That's the one.
Oh, which I saw in theaters, which is...
I think I did, too.
I think that's a James Wan movie, if I'm not mistaken. Ended up directing some Fast and Furious. Now, that's not going to do anything. Here we go. We're all going to die.
Holy shit.
Whoop, she...
She like got
head
a
on.
Face full of that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Phone down.
Whoa.
We are back in time. If we had flashback on the list, this would be a flashback, sort of. I would count this as flashback.
Well, his powers is like a flashback.
It is a constant flashback.
It's kind of a flash forward.
Yeah.
Flash sideways?
He looks so like a corpse.
Yes, he's very still.
His he's like a waxy skin because they did the fucking...
Madame Tussauds. Yeah, because they digitally make up.
Yeah.
Wait, her name is Ferris? Say Ferris?
Ferris, not Bueller.
So the nuke doesn't go off.
No, it just went off.
No, but that is just...
In the premonition, in the future.
The
yeah, yeah, but actually... everything goes wiping back to
yeah.
right after he compromised.
Yeah. So yeah, no, it doesn't end with the nuke.
Well, technically no, but
I would have given this
somewhat yes.
Oh, you know it ends like that. Star Wars Rogue One.
Oh, yeah. Star Wars Rogue One, hashtag everyone dies. It's the subtitle.
Spoilers, Jesus.
Rogue One, everyone dies.
Although I guess by the time this comes out, it'll be like November.
Oh, it's,
if you haven't seen Rogue
it's
One.
It's been on DVD for like
months
yeah. at this point.
It's on DVD now, so.
Yeah. And not everyone dies. I mean, Darth Vader didn't die.
Also, it's like, yeah, it's just one planet out of a bunch.
Well, technically to the city of Jeddah as well.
It's not a planet, though.
Well, it was a moon, technically. It was just the moon of Jeddah.
That's no moon.
Paid attention.
Yeah, I just rewatched it.
You think you have a poor memory, but
no, Mike's got a good.
Well, they don't actually technically destroy all of Scarif. They just shoot it with they shoot the observational tower and then it overshoots and they do blow most of it up. But I believe that planet is still mostly intact.
To give her up to stop.
They'll have to do a whole other Star Wars story just about the cleanup.
No, Mike remembers most things from most movies. He just forgets movie titles, which blows my mind.
There was one Cage Club like 3 episodes ago where I was just like hurting so hard. I was like, someone throw me a line here. I need this name. I need this title.
This shot is very beige.
Well, everything's very golden. It's got that golden shit.
Oh, I guess
yeah,
that is, yeah.
Because it's based on even his jacket. That's why at first
He's
I was
like that lion's mane.
Yeah, even his hair, even her. I mean, yep, it's all amber. It's all just like Jurassic Park, just trapped in amber.
Recast her old as Laura Dern.
They definitely glued that
oh, yeah,
to her boob.
Two-sided
right?
tape.
Oh yeah.
By all means.
It's been in the exact position this entire
Poor Jessica
season.
Biel having to put up with this shit today, on this day, for this shoot.
Well, it's today, her birthday. No one even asked.
Oh, there was the old locomotive that went down the hill and turned into CGI and fell down the hill.
Come on, you got to say the word next in this closing voiceover.
Yeah, because they're saying a title in a movie and then it's ending the movie with
You'll
its
never
title.
Be able to know what you will see next. So what's next? Next, we do this. And that movie just flew by.
It's fucking great. As any
Wait, did they say next?
Movie.
Or did you guys say
no,
next?
No, we said next like multiple times.
I heard next. I was like, wait.
Nobody's saying next.
Trying to squeeze it in where it would be appropriate.
You mean literally anywhere in the movie?
Next.
In just like in a sentence.
Whoa, all the credits just went by really
backwards,
fast.
Remember? Oh, it goes backwards. Yeah.
Oh, right.
But not truly backwards, or else we would see, you know, no likenesses to anyone.
No
else.
Animals were harmed.
No animals were harmed. And everything.
Also, this boat, yeah.
Although it is sort of. Yeah. No, here we go.
Yeah, it's not.
It's going upside
at all.
Down, basically.
Because the agents would freak out if the.
Right.
If the
cast I thought you said my actor was going to get top. Well, he's actually bottom billed, but like it's a whole thing. You'll see.
Mr. Green, Mr.
Alice Kim Cage. Jessica Barth, I think I know from things.
Pretty Blonde. Wow, that's a character right there. Then again, her boyfriend is just called Blonde's boyfriend, so
that's even more.
Wow, that was a good round for all things bingo.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, it's right.
Cudworth.
Oh, Jessica Barth, Pretty Blonde. This is Tammy from Ted's wife. The teddy bear, that. Teddy bear. Ted?
Oh, okay, yeah. I've seen them both.
Good.
The first
I like the first
good.
One
the first
a lot.
Good.
Yeah, the second one.
Second one has
go
moments.
To bed, go to bed early.
Okay.
That's what I. Yeah, it does have moments. I like
so
the girl in
she's
it.
She's known for Ted 2, Next, and then Get Smart. So Pretty Blonde and Flight Attendant, and then Tammy Lane. The second one has a really funny scene where they go to they found this like pot farm.
Yeah, that's a good scene.
And they like open the door and they just have the Jurassic Park music playing.
Lighting technician Lee Majors too.
Oh, I wonder if that's his son. Son of Lee Majors.
Yeah.
Lee Minor.
Majors Jr. Meet Lee Jr.'s.
Oh my gosh. If you stuck with it this long, email us, joey@cageclub.me. I genuinely don't know who's listening to these, but if you are, just
I don't
send
even,
us something.
I can't even believe you wanted to go along with this, to be honest, Joey. Like, when I was like, let's watch them all and do commentaries, I didn't think you'd
I thought
like,
this was my idea. It was your idea?
Was it your idea?
I think it was my idea.
I don't know anymore. I knew there was going to be, like, we always planned on doing the Great Rewatch at some point, and then,
because
well,
we talked about doing it for the one-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And that was way too soon.
No. Yeah.
Because we finished in January. We're like, hey, well, we got to start again and rewatch it all.
Yeah, I mean, you guys were talking about how even the Cage, watching all the Cage movies was a bit much for you guys.
But what I can tell you is that we're not going to do this for Keanu.
No.
No,
we're not
that's
do,
okay.
We will do the Keanu Awards for April.
So I want to watch
for
again.
For next April, when we have the two-year anniversary of Keanu Club, we'll do the Keanu Awards.
Yeah. Because Keanu's got to be over for, like, a while, I feel.
Because Keanu will be over in September.
Well, he'll never really be over. I mean, technically.
Until he dies.
As long as he lives.
You gotta keep doing the new ones, but they're kind of scarce.
Yeah, I mean, what's also weird about Keanu is that, like, he takes years off. Like, we're, like, looking, like, 2007 he did no movies. I think 2009 he did no movies. He did like a couple in 08, like where we are recording currently, but like Cage didn't miss a year, I don't think, from 81 to current.
Nope.
That's why he's
had to work. And not only that, and he put out like several movies.
And he's
like
now more.
Oh yeah, Cage puts out.
He's now more prolific than ever.
We are living in peak Cage.
These are drowsy titles now.
This is a very strange font. Like, there's no reason for... Like, it doesn't look like...
Mm-hmm. It doesn't... Yeah, it doesn't look like clocks. It doesn't look like
It's just very hard to read, right? It looks like news... Like, bad woodcut, maybe? Like, woodcutting, and
like
then...
grunge. I need a grungy font,
like,
man.
An ink stamp or something?
Like, there's gotta be a reason for it. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, they should have made the M's into matchsticks. It would have been way better.
Pixel magic.
And then there's, like,
awesome
a line
CG
in here
artists.
Like, winks, like, we already know what you're seeing in the future. Well, yeah, thank you, Zach, for joining us for three.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great.
Can't believe we pulled off three today.
Yeah, it like, feels like record time. We really just didn't take breaks.
The breaks between movies were however long it took my laptop to render the audio.
Yeah. Go to the bathroom and stuff more pizza in my face. Yeah.
But Zach signed up for like 14 of these. So.
Did you really?
He just wrote down everyone
that I was interested in maybe
do, like,
doing.
Which is what I wanted everybody to do. Like people were just like, I want to do these too.
Yeah.
Zach was the only one who did it right in like.
I thought you were going to be fighting for slots like you did for the original stuff. So I was just like, what's free among these 14? It's kind of what I meant it as.
Oh, talking to the microphone. We're still recording. We're still doing
it.
It's almost over, though. It looks like we're coming
up
on
the
end of the beginning of the end of the beginning of the credits.
I just don't want people to be like, what is that interesting man saying that I can't hear?
Oh, wow, they needed the rights for just the Munster slot machine of all the slot machines that they showed.
What about that orange juice they showed the label for? I was noting that. I'm like, that's like a...
That also might be like a factor of like whatever casino they shot in. Like they might have like...
We just couldn't get that angle.
Licensing. Things
like the monsters maybe said like, you know, if you ever use this in the movies you need to get like our thing specifically.
Mm-hmm. Cover your ass. They probably could have gotten away with it, but like,
that's annoying to read. You have to read from bottom to top.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Person
the way they did it
is entirely unintentional. Two war and identification blah blah, blah.
May result in civil liability and criminal prosecution any unauthorized duplication and redistribution of this photo plate.
I think you could totally get away with distributing this illegally and you'd just be like, I didn't see the thing that said that.
Well, there's no Marvel Cinematic Universe tag. However, we did win so many bingos. So this was the most successful movie of the day.
Most winning movie.
We didn't win any bingos the other ones, did we? Did you win?
No, nobody won for the first... The first six cards were all losers, and then all three of us won this time.
The first four halves of a movie, nobody won bingo.
Well, we'll see you next time on Cage Club Revisited. I'm not sure what movies we're going to do, but we'll be there soon. So, bye!